This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Different estimates out there, but the U.S. economy is losing a couple billion dollars a week conservatively. If you look at the stock market, if it goes down, it could be tens of billions a day. It could be trillions if it goes down a quarter. So the economy is being imploded by design. The Democrats all admit that that was their plan. They said if we get back in, we're going to bring back all the regulations. That started killing confidence. All the interest rate hikes, all the Bill Maher quotes about let's have a recession, let's have a collapse, that'll get Trump out. And that's exactly what they're doing. You know, they wanted to get Obama in and not McCain in 2008. So they plunged the economy right during the election. This is not rocket science. And they admit they're doing it. So the founders had a system where if our borders are under attack or under military attack, the homeland, the actual country, the president can circumvent Congress if they're not doing their job. And the president has hundreds of billions of dollars at his discretionary funding. He got them to increase the defense budget as a make work. Fine with me as long as we're not in foreign countries killing innocent people. I like a strong deterrent, peace through strength. He's got the power. It's the right thing to do. It's not declaring an emergency over, you know, some rigged stock market deal that Henry Paulson did with Obama. This is happening now. Declare the national emergency like you should have months ago instead of letting the Democrats kill the economy by going, we're not going to do anything. We're just going to keep it shut down, period. Yeah, it makes them look bad. They don't care. Their constituents have 70 IQs. All right, let's go back to your phone calls. I'm just going to go from top to bottom so we get to everybody here. Let's go to Danica. Let's go to Danica in Texas. Danica, thank you for holding.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello, this is Danica.
I'm sorry I got your name wrong. It just says Danica on the screen.
It's not the first time with me.
Well, it's a cool name. What does it mean?
Well, it means morning star in Danish, I guess, but it comes from my dad, who's named Dana, and so it's kind of the closest thing that my parents could find to that.
So it's Danica.
Danica with an I.
Danica. Danica. Well, that's interesting. Yeah. And, of course, you know, the morning star in the Bible is very, very ambiguous. It's a riddle, I'm sure you know, because Lucifer is the morning star, but also Christ is the morning star.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm definitely aware of that. I actually studied rhetoric in college, so I'm very in tune with the underlying meaning of words and especially how relevant that is.
What do you make of that riddle in the Bible that Christ is the morning star but also Lucifer is? What do you make of that riddle?
I think it's created to confuse people. And, you know, they say that there's that quote out there. I guess I won't quote it, like, exactly right, but something to the tune of the greatest trick the devil ever played was convincing people that he didn't exist. So kind of in that same realm of people just, and that's actually the topic of what I wanted to talk about today. I wanted to talk about how important words are and making sure that things cannot be misconstrued nowadays with social media, especially in terms with the Covington Catholic students that.
Well, let's do this. Since I interrupted and butchered your name, we're going to go to break for 60 seconds. I'm going to come right back with the Covington kids because that's the next subject I want to get into and the new insane developments. We knew it. We guessed it. He's a Democratic Party Soros operative, confirmed. He went to other churches and would try to break into them and or go into services and beating his drum, saying that Christianity attacked the natives and all this crap. And, of course, he wasn't a Vietnam veteran. That was all a lie. And it's just this guy doesn't just look like a demonic snake. He is a demonic snake. Absolute bottom-of-the-barrel Democrat filth garbage every time. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder, another world, another time, as rivals greed and root, the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Danica in Texas wants to get into the situation with the Catholic school, Covington young men and others, there were girls there as well, being harassed. And we've all watched the raw footage now. Goes on for 20, 30 minutes. Horrible expletives, racism. We're going to harvest your organs. We're going to kill you. Your school shooters. The product of your parents being mothers and brothers. The same stuff I was told by similar groups up there a few months ago. Go back to Europe. And so you see groups of girls as well. They went around the back. The boys are all sitting there. And over comes the Rambo commando Green Beret, of course he wasn't, it's all a lie, stolen valor. Here he comes, the Native American elder, the Democratic Party operative, comes slithering over to try to start a fight, and the media basically says, look at these horrible white supremacists, but now even the corporate media that had to back off all this doesn't tell you they were threatening to kill him or attack him, or that they were taunting them or came over to them. They just say, well, the kids didn't surround him. It was a confrontation. It was a standoff. And were the kids right to be part of the standoff to an elder, a native elder, and a commando veteran? Turns out he went AWOL a bunch and was a refrigerator repair person. So there you go. The point is, everything about this guy is a lie. So, Danica from Texas, what is your point on this?
So, I, of course, first want to say how I don't even know these boys, but I'm so proud of them for maintaining their composure and their dignity throughout this whole entire encounter. I have a younger brother, and I know that even though he's a stand-up guy, I know he might have not maintained his composure as well as these boys. And I think that they should really be the poster children of what American men should, you know, aspire, or American boys should aspire to be like, because they stood with strength and they were not disrespectful. But of course, you're never going to hear the media say anything about how, you know, these boys should be, should give hands to these boys for the way that they compose themselves. But, that's beside the point. I really want to talk about how their silence just said so much, because nowadays in the world that we live in with technology and social media and all of the stereotypes that are so exacerbated by social media, if they would have said really even one thing, no matter what they said, I'm betting times a million that it would have been taken the wrong way and, you know, just blown up by the media. So I think it's really great that they didn't say anything, but that just kind of brings me to talking about, like, the weight of words and how we have a responsibility, especially all the people listening to InfoWars, being so aware of words being twisted for an evil agenda, that we need to not play into that and continue to just cause controversy by fighting with each other against our words, but rise to another level, the higher level, where we really just call out their flawed rhetoric and the situation.
Absolutely. Instead of engaging them in a fight, just pull back like we are non-biased, which we're not biased, just at the facts, and just discuss what we're seeing and the mechanics of what we're actually being told. Great points. I appreciate your call. Thanks for calling in. Think about all the lies here, though. The media had to crop the video. They then lied and didn't show the audio, didn't play the audio, and told everybody that they were chanting, build that wall. They lied and said that they'd surrounded the people screaming racist things at them. And then they said that they were making fun of them when actually they were clapping and smiling and jumping up and down. Even while they were being told, get out of here, white people, we're going to kill you and take your organs. And these kids are so cool. I mean, this must be an awesome school that they're taking this nicely. Because let me tell you something. When I was 14, 15, 16, just the average person in Dallas, I don't care if you're an adult or who you were, but we were all polite and nice, but if somebody got in our face and started beating drums on our face or telling us they were going to kick our ass, you'd have a problem. So I'm extremely proud of these young men because they're better young men than I was. I was nice to old ladies and, you know, would help open doors for women and stuff, but I had a bad side, which some would say was a good side. I mean, let's just say if there was a teleportation device and this was 35 years ago and I was 15 or 14 and people are screaming, we're going to kill you and stuff, it wouldn't have been pretty. And yes, in fact, they were there provocateuring. They were looking for the fight. But I've grown up a lot. Now I let them grab my genitals and lick my face. We're showing video of that if you're a TV viewer. And the man said, I want to have sex with children. He actually said, why don't you like having sex with children? I like it. I like them. And it's just like he's licking my face. And, of course, the police didn't charge him because he is a god. He wants to walk up and grab my genitals. He wants to slap me in the face. He wants to lick my nose. He is a god. Period. See, I'm trying to get angry today, but every time you show me this stuff. And I was just going to let him keep doing it because I wasn't going to give him what he wanted. And it was an event called The Fake News of Donald Trump and Alex Jones and How to Stop It. And they were there celebrating taking me off the air and how they had to get everybody else off the air, which they've done since then. Just up to oh, but guess what? All three of the people on stage, three of the four, lost their jobs the next month. That's right. All of them got their jobs cut back or lost. The statesman guy had worked for that company for 30 years. He lost his job. The anti-free speech lady, she got her grant funding cut. I saw it in the news. And the BuzzFeed guy drifted off, and word is he got his pay cut. Because the mission's accomplished now, right? Be gatekeepers, lie about people, get them shut off the air, have a celebratory party, and then lose your job. What a bunch of dumbasses. Oh, and they had really good discipline. There was no reportage of what I did. And then they had the YouTube that had up like 200,000 views in one day. Somebody's channel picked it up off InfoWars.com. They took it down. They deep-sixed it. They got rid of it. Because that's how these people operate. That's what they do. I didn't mean to get hot. There, we've got all these great callers I'm going to get to in rapid pace when we come back. But I was just thinking about what happened with the school. A document cam shots. I can show TV viewers this. I'll read them off for radio listeners. It's been, and this is an article from days ago. I asked him to print all the articles about this. Kathy Griffin, 4 days later, still hadn't taken down her tweet saying go to their houses and get them, as of this morning. All these well-known musicians and Democrats that said go to their school, shoot them, kill them, murder them, burn the school down. Their sights are up. They've not gotten in trouble. Media shamelessly frame the kids with scorn and abuse, and now they won't even tell you that they were being threatened with death. Twitter lost verified accounts to call for violence against conservative high school students. SNL writer offers oral sex for anyone who punches anyone wearing a MAGA hat, especially children. So the organized, notice what they say I did at Sandy Hook with no proof, and then say, take me off air. They're currently contacting radio stations, a Democrat-funded group, saying, he's on the air today, saying nobody died at Sandy Hook. Help us. He's after us. It was in the Washington Post last week. Roku, we took him off because he was saying, go after kids on Roku. No, it wasn't. It's like yelling fire in a theater or a false police report. And there will be lawsuits. I'm letting folks know. We'll meet with lawyers this morning. Very serious. So again, they lie about me, what I've said to Sandy Hook, build a straw man, then repeat it like Howard Stern's doing, and then say, I'm hurting kids. You understand? And then call for me to be taken off the air for what they're saying and they're doing while they're doing the exact same thing currently to real kids, saying, kill them.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
So, riddle me this, Batman. The Democratic Party funded lawyers for the Sandy Hook families for years kept saying, Alex Jones is sending people to our houses, stop. So that's when I really started saying, hey, nobody go to anybody's houses. I never said do that. This is like 3-4 years ago. And then they just kept saying in the news for years that I'm saying nobody died at Sandy Hook and then editing tapes out of context. So I've said thousands of times, stop saying it. And then now they go on the news, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, ABC News, and say, he's currently sending people here to our houses. Help us. He's doxing us. He's saying he's going to get us. I got to take legal action. I mean, if you say you're suing me because I did that, and then you're doing it when I've been telling you I haven't been saying that, if that's this clear and present danger, then you're the one doing it in my name, stealing my identity and my how famous I am, that it brings attention on these lawyers and others when they do it. So, I mean, I'm meeting with top lawyers today after the show. I met with them this morning. I'm meeting. I have to take action against you because I can't have my identity stolen and have you just run around and say things I never said and then say things you said I said in the present tense. I mean, it's like calling the police department and saying, this guy's on radio saying, send people to my house. The police would go to that radio station. Because you're not just a radio station free speech now. You're saying, hey, you know, go to this place and harass these people. In the present tense. You're calling for a mob to do things. I'm not doing that. So they twist it. And so that's what Ann Coulter said yesterday in a tweet I never got to. Journalists. August 2018, Alex Jones caused the families of Sandy Hook victims to be harassed. He must be banned from all social media. Journalist in 2019, please kill these children and their families. And that's Kathy Lee Griffin. That's hundreds of them. Prominent people still have it up. Kill them. Shoot them. Burn them down. Kill their families. Get them. And she still hasn't taken it down. I can show you, ladies and gentlemen, where this is actually going on and happening. And I'm not mad at the crew because they have fun in there, but I don't want this pinned on me. I don't make fun of physically disabled people and then compare it to Kathy Lee Griffin. She looks like a vampire demon. The poor, sad person with bone defects, the famous movie, I forget who he is not as they were putting up stuff on TV, radio listener, making a joke out of that. I don't know. Let's not do that. No, she's a bad person because she said go to kids' houses and attack their families and all this, and now people are saying kill them, and the school had to close. So here's the breaking news, and I'll go to your phone calls. We got the video clip coming up next segment. Lawyers for Covington Catholic High School family threatens lawsuits against media unless they retract false stories. They're being given 48 hours. That doesn't mean kind of, oh, later go, oh, maybe we're wrong. They both confronted each other. There was a fight. No, we lied. We edited the tape. They marched over. They got in their face. They threatened to kill them. This guy wasn't a Vietnam vet. This guy's a Democratic Party operative. You're not a white supremacist if you're wearing a Make America Great Again hat. You've defamed these people. You've endangered them. So now you have to 100% say it's all wrong. And it's legally binding. The lawyer was just on Fox News during the break. I saw it. And I've got the article right here saying, listen, we're Christians. We're going to give you grace, Catholic Christians, 48 hours to reverse it all, or we're going to have to sue you because we're in danger. Well, so am I. I can't have the Democratic Party running around saying, I'm doxing people and I'm harassing people and I'm going to their house and I'm doing all this when there's no proof. Didn't do it. Didn't do it. And so that's the reality, is the Democrats are doing everything they say we do, but they're actually doing it out in the open. It's amazing. And even Fox News calls it an encounter with a Native American. No, the Native American is a horrible activist that day invaded churches, tried to get people to physically attack him. It's his specialty. He goes to colleges on Halloween trying to find a Native American themed party. Because I can tell you, they do Greek, they do barbarians, they do Native Americans, they do kind of Western style. There was a Blade Runner party that one of my friends was telling me about his son in college, and that was fun. So you have themed parties. Well, this jerk, that's why some colleges have banned Native American themed parties. Why? 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 You should be able to have a party, a Scream or a Charlie Manson themed party. Whatever party you want to have, you should be able to have it. But if you don't want to be a ghoul, or you don't want to be, then you do a cultural thing. I talked about Austin Yoga Place I read about. For Halloween, they were going to have a party with Eastern style dress. It's yoga. You're honoring the East. You're following its system. A lot of people there were Indians. But it was liberal white women said this is racist. And so they stopped having any parties and they sold the yoga studio that was very successful. I said I'd go to your cult, and I'm digressing. It's just, yeah, they have nerd-themed parties. They have Office Space-style parties. They have Pokemon parties. It's all good fun. And it's the left saying, no, we control language. We control what you can do. We control what you can say. So I didn't do this to the Sandy Hook families, and they're suing me. These people did it and won't say they're sorry, and it's dangerous. It's criminal harassment. This isn't even, this is conscious. All right, let's go to your calls here. I apologize for making people hold, but I'm doing pretty good here. Matthew in Nevada, what's your take on this whole situation?
How you doing, Alex? My pleasure.
What's on your mind?
You know, I just wanted to chime in on the school, those Catholic boys. And I do agree with your last caller, how she talked about how they had their control and all that. But, you know, you got young boys standing there with men in clubs saying they're going to kill you. But let me tell you what, here in Reno, I'd have taken that pom-pom and Navajo Joe and stuffed it in his eye. Because I'll tell you what, Alex, this stripping of our masculinity, I've had it. I've had it. And, you know, to sit there and watch these guys get verbalized by men, I wish there was a man there that would have stood up and showed them what we do.
By the way, the school for the first 2 days criticized the students and jumped on them, and the teachers overall just kind of went and hid. There were adults there. They just walked away. So, absolutely, why didn't the teachers go over and say, hey, buddy, get out of our space right now?
It's insanity. It's all part of neutering men, and I'm telling you, I've had it. You know, we've been overrun here by California. We used to be a really good red state. And Northern Cal has taken Reno, and Southern Cal has taken Vegas. But the majority of us, I mean, we're like, you know, we're like Texas. We feel the same way. We had a big wide open. We carry our guns, and we're not wimpy people over here, but we're in trouble. I mean, we're
in
trouble.
And then they show up and act like you shouldn't have a four-wheel drive or a rifle in it.
Yeah, they bring all their nonsense laws with them.
Stay there. I want you to finish up. Let's finish up. We got a guest popping in.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With
poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happy's helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happy's from InfoWarsStore.com.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back live. Robert Barnes is a lawyer for some of the families of the Covington High School from Kentucky who've been doxxed, death threatened, called Nazis, publicly destroyed. The corporate media edited the tape, knew what they were doing, but they didn't think the internet would show what really happened. How the group of miscreant racists would then invade, get in their face screaming, "We're going to kill you, whiteys, take your organs," screaming at the minority kids with them, particularly going, calling them fags, calling them all sorts of other names, saying that they were the product of incest, that their mother and father were brother and sister. It's the standard stuff that white people get. It's very, very sad. Most minorities aren't like this, but the Democrats are trying to invoke this, and this stolen glory, fake veteran of Vietnam, so-called Native American elder. Turns out this guy that day went in a Catholic church beating his drum, trying to get a fight going. Turns out that's his specialty. That's what he does. He's a provocateur. So let's play a clip from the lawyer. Lawyers for Covington Catholic High School family threatens lawsuit against media unless they retract false stories.
They're willing to extend you a 48-hour time period, a period of grace, consistent with their Christian faith, for you to, through confession, get redemption and retract and correct and apologize. If you do not, the next week you may be a defendant in a lawsuit.
All right, now let's go back to a caller who was making a point, and I'm going to go to a guest who's just going to pop in for part of the segment in the next. I promise we'll go right back to Julie, Diane, Mike, Robert, David, Jacob, and others. We'll get to all of you because this is very important. But we had Matthew in Nevada making the point that people are saying, we're going to kill you, go back to Europe, we're going to harvest your organs. The provocateur wasn't doing it. He was just beating the drum in their face and then had the people with him that he led over like the Pied Piper. That's what these provocateurs do. That's what's in the Antifa documents, is how you go to inner city areas, they target blacks. It actually says it in the documents. 2018, we got them. And it was how they're trying to cause martial law and race riots. And talk about how they're Antifa people. They start the violence. They start the call. They even have drums sometimes. And then they try to trigger the population to get even more violent. They have agreed areas they can target with the police. Certain trash cans, certain businesses that are in on it at a corporate level, like Starbucks. I always wonder why they always attack Starbucks. Starbucks doesn't press charges. It's all authorized. That's in the documents. So it's all social engineering, a larger mob psychology plan. So I get what you're saying, Matthew. It sounds good to have one of the adults there come up. People are making death threats and punch them. And the police should have done something. But wise as a serpent, peaceful as a dove, there's a time to fight, a time to not fight, a time to turn the cheek, a time to not turn the cheek. But and I get what you're saying, and I said the same thing, but doesn't it blow up in their face better that they didn't respond with the death threats? Because now that's the last thing the corporate media is still covering up, is the death threats. And that's going to come out now. Go ahead.
No, you're right. I agree with you that on that, Alex, that, you know, the right thing was to stand down like they did. But like I said, these were boys. They weren't men. And I would love to see a different outcome than what I continue to see. You know, this passiveness that seems to be crammed down our throats. I'm a white guy, and I'm proud of it. And, you know, this demasculinizing of white men and telling us we can't. Alex, I know your listeners are listening. We're at war. We are at war at every angle, from the social media to the computers to the language to everything we turn at. They have a full-on attack on us. And I'm telling you, this is a guy, and I'm on board with you, Alex, and I tell you what, wherever this ends up, you're going to find another man behind you, because I'm like that. And I don't know quite how to digest, you know, this passiveness and this, you know, I'm not that way.
I know, brother, and you're calling into radio, and I bet you're taking action locally. Get more aggressive in the information war. Get more people awake. Ignite the understanding. And then if things happen to get physical, we'll have the upper hand. God bless you. Okay. Our next guest is just popping in. We'll have him back up for a full hour in the next few weeks. He's Jan Urban, and he's an author, researcher, well-known, the guy that got Joe Rogan into podcasting and got him his first take, DMT. And he's now a Christian, thanks to some of the experience. I guess he had some of the demonic stuff he saw. You can argue that either way, but he's warning you don't take it. Well, guess what happened? Let me read his bio first. The video, the interview with me, went viral. He was on 2 days ago. And it was taken off his channel and many other channels on the Internet for community guidelines violation, warning you about taking illegal drugs, ayahuasca, DMT, pointing out that there are groups and clinics in the U.S. giving people these drugs illegally en masse, and the government is fully aware of it, and then programming people into cults. You know, cults, they're not good things. So Jan Urban is a forensic researcher, author, and podcast host. He currently hosts a live weekly show called Unspun, but it's banned on YouTube now, focusing on exposing the many social engineering and intelligence programs that have been run against the American public since our country's inception, including the Salem witch trials, the Royal Society, so-called science, music used for mind control, eugenics, mental slavery, diet, nutrition. His primary focus has been to expose the entirety of the 60s counterculture, the CIA, true MKUltra program. That's, by the way, declassified. I showed the Washington Post admitting it yesterday. In fact, let's pull that back up. You just type in Unabomber, MKUltra, and click images. It's whole Washington Post articles, congressional hearings, everything. His shows are now in their 10th year. having done nearly 450 in-depth interviews, as well as interviewed on 300 other programs, including InfoWars, Alex Jones, 2011, and again 2019. His website's logosmedia.com. So he's popping in with us. We'll do a document cam shot for TV viewers, because we did an interview. We talked about professors and others that admittedly work in CIA programs. We talked about Joe and how they took DMT together, which Joe admits. He talked about his view that Joe is now the new Timothy Leary, promoting this, and it was taken down off his channel in good standing for over a decade, and now his live streaming has been banned. And document cam shot, please. Hi, Logos Media, and they go on to say you violated the community guidelines. So, if you try to stop Google, with the Google executives admittedly obsessed with ayahuasca, DMT, and the rest of it, and you tell folks that they might want to protect their kids from this, that's bad. Just like it's now bad if you don't want your five-year-old to be at school when they have drag queen day, where a full-grown man comes in and shakes their butt in their face and your child puts $5 bills in their G-string. That's obscene to not do that. So to tell kids, watch out for DMT or ayahuasca or cults, you're bad, because Google is a cult. They're now banning the word family. As you may know, our community guidelines describe which content we allow and we don't allow on YouTube. Your video, AJ, first person to give DMT to Joe Rogan and Eddie Bravo, reveals darkness behind the drug. Wow. The darkness behind the drug, bad trips, bad experiences. My God, we're telling people not to take something way stronger than LSD. Wow, you can't allow that. I mean, Alex Jones doesn't want schools teaching four-year-old girls how to masturbate and insert dildos. Yeah, we can show you mainstream media teaching four- and five-year-old girls how to have sex with a machine. And, you know, they take our videos down. It's obscene to not teach little girls in school how to masturbate. Jocelyn Elder said, reach down and help them. She's the good person. Let the teachers touch your daughter's wee-wee. Let the teachers touch the pee-pee. And again, folks, this is what goes on television. Teach your son how to use a dildo. Teach your daughter how to use it. It's good. And if you're a local radio listener or whatever saying, this is crazy, we're streaming video of it now. TV stations are carrying it. You're saying, well, this shouldn't be seen. I agree. Adult television shouldn't have this. This is being shown to children in public schools. This is the agenda. So, get them on drugs. Get them sexualized at an early age. That's the Aldous Julian Huxley plan. When we come back, we'll go to our guest. We got to back the next guest up 15 minutes. I want to get him on, but I promise the callers. We'll go to Julie, Diane, Mike, Robert, David, Jacob. I haven't even plugged yet. I'm so busy this hour. InfoWarsStore.com. Turbo Force is the ultimate vitamin mineral. Total energy fusion, next level. The best product, the best ingredients. The total mega package. Nothing else is even near it. Just like our information's unstoppable. Get Turbo Force today at InfoWarsLive.com. But I recommend you only take half a dose before time. Beware the power of Turbo Force!
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Well, Trump just recognized Guaido, who clearly won the last election, but the dictator didn't leave. Caracas Spring, not so fast, Venezuela's armed forces say, but it's basically collapsing martial law. They've been starving to death for years. The wonders of a government run by somebody like Alexandria Cortez. All right. I wanted to give him a chance to just pop in and respond to this. We're going to go back to your calls. We have another huge guest joining us, another even bigger guest that we may be able to get on. So it's a jam-packed final few hours here. But I wanted to get this gentleman on because, again, we did a very fair analysis report about DMT and about one of the top podcasts in the world with Joe Rogan just on every show. He had Mike Tyson on, reportedly. I read the transcript. Just everybody should take it. It's great. Take DMT. Take ayahuasca. There's all these people calling themselves shaman, running cults everywhere, programming people with it right here in Austin. People I know, they're having bad experience. I know a bunch of people who've died taking it. You hear about it all the time. Oh, we went down to Peru and died. Or, yeah, a guy died outside Dallas on it. And it's just crazy, the stuff that's going on. Well, hey, the Aztecs thought it was wonderful, but, oh, you violated the community guidelines. Jan Ervin. So thank you for joining us and now responding to this. We've posted the interview to Infowars.com, where good luck getting it taken down. Joe's welcome to file a lawsuit if he wants. We can prove it all in court. See the censored Joe Rogan DMT expose. Find out why the intelligence agencies secretly promote the use of psychedelics. Good luck suppressing this, because all I'm going to do now is I'm going to start releasing everything about Austin and everything else. So just get ready for that. Hope you enjoy all of it. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, you know, and we didn't even get into on it, et cetera. But, you know, Alex, in 2011, my channel was shut down one other time, and it was for broadcasting my own interview with Joe Rogan on my channel, and my channel was shut down for over a month because of that. And now my live feed has been shut down and this video pulled. I can't say it was because of him, but, you know, for warning kids from away from doing drugs, and, you know, I've got over 20 years of research in psychedelics, ethnobotany. I've renamed them to suggestogens because they cause hypersuggestion. And, you know, I think it's absolutely absurd. What community guideline was violated for warning kids not to do these substances? And, you know, it's just, it's absolutely absurd. You know, you've got the thing up there on screen, but I have a small company and I run mostly on donations, you know, and, so this affects my livelihood as well. And I appreciate your listeners for supporting my show and subscribing to my channel and everything. They didn't pull my channel down this time, but they did kill my live feed. I had a, you know, right before my show last night with Lloyd DeYoung regarding Islam, they pulled the feed. I had to, you know, scramble to get it up on my Patreon feed. We only got a handful of the people who realized that the feed had been switched over to Patreon. And who knows how long it'll be until Patreon shuts it down. But, you know,
that's the message. That's the message is, don't get in the way of Google and its ayahuasca DMT cult pushing, because we know Google's obsessed with taking hallucinogens. We know San Francisco is. This is their cult. This is how cults control people. This is mind control. This is how these people
absolutely
operate.
Yeah, you know, and, you know, I even had guys that I know were key players behind MKUltra, like this guy, James Martinez contacts me yesterday. He worked with Walter Board. He worked with Dr. Andrea Puhrich. He was part of the Council of Nine that we talked about in our shows. Worked with guys like Uri Geller, et cetera, who admitted on Red Ice years ago that he was CIA. But, you know, these guys were tied, you know, this guy's tied in from several different directions, from what he even admitted to me in his email to me. And he's threatening, you know, to go on your show and he's going to write a letter exposing me as a fraud and all of this stuff. You know, but he doesn't even realize the level of research that I have in MKUltra and these guys.
If I was you, I wouldn't worry about all these little guys, okay, that are all trying to have their own deal. We have the Washington Post on screen. CIA infiltrated 17 area groups, gave out LSD, okay? Theodore Kaczynski was in the MKUltra mind control program. A bunch of the professors you list are admittedly in programs funded by DARPA and the CIA. Timothy Leary admitted it all, that the whole thing was run by that.
Absolutely.
So again, they want it down because they are now proliferating, quote, self-help groups all over the country under different names that are practicing classical mind control to try to induct particularly wealthy people into their church. That's what it is. Okay, this is all about power and all about you're not on ayahuasca, you're not on DMT, but you get somebody into it who's never done it, and then they think you're God. They think you're their shaman. They worship you. This is the oldest thing. This is what Charlie Manson did with LSD and his cult, period. Period.
Absolutely. You know, and Alex, just to mention, is from my research, in my opinion, it appears that the Esalen Institute up in Big Sur, Northern California, is who is behind a lot of this stuff, and they're tied in with SRI, the CIA, all of these other groups. You know, and Esalen was co-founded by Aldous Huxley, who, as I have exposed, you know, repeatedly for years, it was the key architect behind MKUltra. And I even had Commander General Albert Stubblebine on my show in 2013 admitting my research on this.
He ran the Pentagon's operations in this, and he confirmed
absolutely
it all. Absolutely.
Yep. And, you know, he confirmed it on my show as well. But they do not want this stuff out. And, you know, they're trying to, you know, they've shadow banned my account. They shadow banned my Facebook pages, all of my websites and the searches.
Let's be clear. They're saying, hey, One more strike, you're gone. You don't put this interview up, buddy. You sit there and you take it and you shut up and you let us go on there and have Joe say, oh, he's attacking Sandy Hook families right now. He's going to be taken off air when I'm not doing that. It's the left attacking families and doxing the Catholic youth and saying go attack them, and then they won't take the Twitter down. So see, Joe's just, oh, I'm Alex's friend, but he's crazy and nuts and full of crap. And, you know, he's being sued, so he can't be on air. And, you know, the censorship's okay, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just supposed to go, oh, that's okay. You're just the advertising arm of a giant DMT cult and ayahuasca cult operating across the U.S. and now transnationally. So I'm just going to sit here and let you sit up on your high horse and explain to me how the cow ate the cabbage. I'm just going to roll over and die while you crap all over me. No, that's not how it works.
Absolutely. Same thing to me. I mean, you and I were both friends with him. I was friends with him for almost a decade, and you know, same stuff. And he thinks I'm just going to roll over and watch him, defame me, slander me, claim that my research is bogus, that he disproved it with Dennis McKenna, et cetera. It's nonsense. They haven't. All they did was name call, use appeals to ridicule, have hit pieces ran, as far as I can tell, you know, with Simon Powell, with Daniel Pinchback, with Iona Miller and all these people, you know, and I've shown how these people were working behind the scenes. It's, you know, and
well,
let's stop there.
Yeah. Because you obsess. The literature is all there. We should just get into the history of it and then the current stuff when you come back. Because you're into, like, mentioning these people that don't matter, that are side issues. Joe's the big mothership. He's the brain bug. He's the guy that pulls them all in, okay? And so we're going to expose it. The article that the video that's censored is on InfoWars.com. Let's put it back on screen right now. InfoWars.com. We have our own servers. We have our own platforms. It's there. Infowars.com. Infowars.com. See the censored Joe Rogan DMT expose. Spread it. Use it. Last time they tried to censor something, we got 14 million views. Believe me, I had to pay for it. 14 million views when Drudge linked to it. So, everybody, get the expose they don't want you to see at Infowars.com. It's absolutely free. Hey, Jan Ervin, we'll talk to you again very, very soon. God bless.
Keep for having me back, Alex.
You bet. It's quite the experience, isn't it?
It really is. Thank you again so much.
Well, we'll talk again soon. Here's the deal. I'm not backing down, okay? And my whole, you know, operation is not attacking Joe Rogan. And it's not because he didn't have me back on his podcast. It's because I already kind of knew all this, and then it all just came together, and when I learned locally, and then I just sat back and looked at it, and him doing the talking points, the establishment, and then I learned about he's going and visiting with these certain professors that are telling him what to say and what to do. Joe is compromised. And I got bigger fish to fry if he wasn't sitting there gunning at me and doing all this. So, fine. I'm not rolling over. You want to fight? Better believe you got one now. Separately, ladies and gentlemen, your financial support is now more critical than ever, ladies and gentlemen. We're fighting so they don't teach five-year-olds how to get blowjobs in schools and masturbate. That's right. We're fighting so that they're not forcibly inoculating you. You don't have to eat GMO. We're fighting to make sure our borders aren't open to radical jihadis and Islamists. We're fighting to make sure that people aren't pushing DMT and ayahuasca on school children. We need you to buy products at InfoWarsLife.com that are high quality and great, like our new Turbo Force. It is the ultimate beyond pre-workout, beyond energy drink, beyond everything. It's the total fusion and the best out there in the world. Turbo Force, InfoWarsLife.com. Turbo Force.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's really...